Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Located in Pittsburgh's historic Strip District, the Fort Pitt Foundry produced nearly 1,200 cannons, 60% of the big guns made for the Union Army during the Civil War, including one cannon that made a big impression. While serving as superintendent of Pittsburgh's Allegheny Arsenal, Captain Thomas Jackson Rodman developed a special process at the Fort Pitt Foundry that made possible the world's largest cast iron cannon. After 10 years of experimentation, Rodman discovered a new way to refine the cannon casting process. By pumping water through a hollow core, the casting cooled from the inside out, eliminating any weakness in the structure. That same year, Rodman used nearly 100 tons of coal to fire three furnaces at the Fort Pitt Foundry to pour an 80-ton barrel for a giant 20-inch caliber cannon. Once completed, the smooth-bore Rodman cannon could fire a 1,080-pound cannonball 4.5 miles. Due to the significant contributions of coal-rich Western Pennsylvania, the Fort Pitt Foundry in the Strip District, and the Allegheny Arsenal in Lawrenceville, Pittsburgh became known as the Arsenal of the Union. Visitors to the History Center can see a replica of the giant 20-inch Rodman cannon in the museum's first-floor Great Hall. To learn more about Pennsylvania during the Civil War, visit the History Center's exhibition, Pittsburgh, A Tradition of Innovation.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.